Buenas tardes.
Sí, Néstor, habla Cristina. Gracias por llamarnos.
Gracias a usted por recibirme. Saludos desde Barbados.
Desde Barbados. So we are on Raíces Show this afternoon, and we have live in our studio Dr. Mariano Morales on the telephone, and Néstor Torres, flutist, who is now from Barbados, and thank you so much for reaching us. And yeah, we are having lots of fun. And if we couldn't listen to you, we already had some music from you ready. How about that? This Alfonsina.
Thank you so much. Oh, Alfonsina, one of my favorite songs ever to perform. Yes.
It's one of my favorite as well. When I saw this song, I thought,
Well, Maestro, Dr. Morales, it is there. Maybe we need to
adjust. He's here. You can have.
You tell him. If I tell him, he might say no. But if you ask him, he might say okay.
No. We're here to please.
Well, of course, you know, Alfonsina is an iconic song from the Latin American, you know, songbook. Of course, you know, Andres. In fact, the composer, the songwriter, you know, I believe it's Andres Ramirez. Is it Mariano?
Ariel Ramirez. That's why he's my favorite. Ramirez. I am from Argentina.
Ariel,
I know
Ramirez.
This song.
and in fact, you know, he is one of those. We share something in common with him because he's a very well established classical composer, you know, very well respected, you know, in the international, you know, arena as a great composer. But also he, as we know, delved, you know, into popular music as well. So, you know, yes, Alfonsina y el Mar is just an amazing song, so compelling and so haunting. One of, you know, its timeless melodies and its form is just a remarkable composition. One of my favorites to perform, yes.
And we are happy to have you as a guest in today's Raíces Show here with Mariano Morales and Ruth Silva, who is also, and other people joining us. We want to share the information about this next concert you're going to perform with the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra. And it's not only we would like to highlight the fact that this concert is to honor Puerto Rican people, but also this topic that Ruth was pointing is that we are having here live Puerto Rican composer. It looks that if you are dead, you're more valuable, isn't it? for symphonic atmosphere. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at that. It's like, how is possible? And in this case, so many talents for this concert in Santa Fe, also in Albuquerque. So let us know, you and Mariano, now you are alone, we are not here, and how about it, talk about what was the soul of when you were thinking about this concert? Why did you put together these musicians, and why did you choose these songs for this concert?
Are you speaking of the concert that Mariano would be performing?
Yeah, with the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra, and also will be the St. Francis Auditorium in Santa Fe, and the other one in the Outpost Performance Space.
Well, you know, these are completely different, you know, propuestas, you know, different offerings. Mariano and collaboration, you know, and I, of course, is Mariano's composition through and through. Yet I feel very honored that he really took the time to reach out and ask me questions and for us to, you know, talk about the concert before he went to work on it. But our association comes on the heels of being introduced by Maestro Guillermo Figueroa, who himself is an icon, just such a...
Another Puerto Rican, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We are invaded by you. Oh, no, it was the United States that was invaded you.
well, they invaded us and just about every other place in the planet. So we're not going to take that, you know, path of conversation at this time. Although, you know, cause and effect is very strict. In that, whereas, you know, we are very blessed. There's no denying it that for all the ups and downs, we are very blessed to be Latinos, but also to be Americans and to be part of the diaspora estadounidense. You know, mm-hmm. There's many blessings and many advantages about that. That said, you know, we are, as Latino Americans, Spanish. You know, we really are becoming or have become such a real influence, and as we have become a part of the fabric of this country. And of course, it is a work in progress, you know, whereas it's very important to make political statements and to be aware and to engage, you know, all of us in the political process and voting and make sure that we become the change we wish to see, as it were. You know, music and the arts, as we know, are very powerful tools. I would even dare say, you know, powerful weapons to really transform what it is by now. We all know that we live in a culture of war, you know, but through the arts and culture, I think we can take very tiny, small, but significant steps in transforming that culture. So from divisiveness and kind of antagonism of, you know, it is this or the other, you're either this or that. My visit to Santa Fe and Albuquerque next week, I think signifies, or rather accentuates, you know, the realities of the contributions that you are all making in your communities. We have become infused as part of the American, you know, society. So the divisions are, you know, the divisional lines are becoming that much more blurred. For example, we will be performing, you know, the second performance of Mariano Morales' Concerto for Flute and Orchestra, you know, a Puerto Rican composer, a Puerto Rican soloist by, you know, conducted by a Puerto Rican, you know, conductor. And yet part of the program, they're very much part of the classical, you know, canon, you know, and it would be a lot of the musicians are non-Latinos, and most of the audience, I would dare say, are non-Hispanic. Then we turn around and the following, a few days later, go to a whole other level, to another side of the spectrum, in which we do perform a concert, you know, a straight ahead hardcore Latin jazz concert, you know. So with this, the statement that we're making as artists, you know, as Latinos, is that, you know what, we can do this and we can do that, we can do it all. But it is not that we can do it all, we're here to take over, but rather we're able, we have the capacity to embrace. We have the capacity, and that's one of the things about the work of Dr. Morales, his composition. I'm so honored to be performing it, because he has somehow managed to bring together elements of Latin jazz, of the bomba puertorriqueña, of even boleros, but within a Western European tradition, staying true to the form of the Western European tradition and using language of contemporary 20th and 21st century, you know, Western European music. And he is able to do it flawlessly, seamlessly, you know, cohesively, so that rather than, you know, juxtapose or just like do a hodgepodge, I think it's called in English, or, you know, put one thing on top of the other and just call it, you know, something else. So it, the elements really come together in a most engaging, effective, masterful way. And so I'm delighted to be part of this great journey with Mariano and with Maestro Figueroa and with all, those, all of you. You see, you started this with such questions and comments.
So if we want to let us our listeners know that we are talking with Latin Grammy Award winning flutist Nestor Torres from Puerto Rico. In this case, from Barbados. Are you Belize? Where are you? For wherever?
You know, I'm in Barbados, yes.
In Barbados.
I'm a part of the Elan Trotman. He's a great great young saxophone player from Barbados, and he's able to really create great inroads in the world of smooth jazz, and he's created his own event, which is called Elan Trotman Jazz Excursion. So this is yet another language that I speak musically, you know, the kind of a smooth jazz idiom, and I've been having a wonderful time with him. But in the meantime, Doctor, don't worry. I have been, you know,
I'm telling here.
I have not been out on the beach. I am not making, you know, friends.
Oh, you are
room.
Sober and everything.
They will be practicing like crazy.
We can take the opportunity here from this live interview with Latin Grammy Nestor Torres and here live Dr. Mariano Morales with Sabor Picante. You can rehearse if you want. You have some time here. we are on live on air with all New Mexico listening to you.
I want to report to our venerable composer that I'm actually taking a break from my flute practicing so that I can speak with you. But I'm back.
That's
to
perfect.
Practicing the concerto, so I'm getting ready for you all.
So what is I'm having here Mariano Morales laughing and let's have this talk all together and Mariano and Nestor, what is this feeling that you have? I'm guessing that you have when you're bringing together and this feeling of embracing that is also when you're saying we are honoring Puerto Rican people, but also it's like an educative moment on which educational moment on which we are telling from this side, from the Latin side, we embrace this culture, which is a different message that we're having these days. And how powerful is music to this? How were you thinking this concert to give this feeling of embracing culture, embracing Latin flavor, but also with all this flavor from classic to jazz?
Well, I put it in a simple way. I was taught by my dad that before becoming an artist, you have to be people. You have to be someone. And in this particular concert, we have been actually sharing with some other great musicians, for instance, Arnaldo Acosta from Dominican Republic, José El Pérez from Cuba, Josmel Montero also from Cuba, and Camilo Quiñones from Puerto Rico. So we are brothers in arms, and we share and delight on everything that each one is contributing to the music, and that's what makes it unique for us as an experience and an opportunity to play together. And I'm pretty sure that because we are enjoying so much, that the audience is going to pick on that too. And by us embracing each other cultures, I hope that some people might see, like they say, beyond skin color, beyond whatever you think that you cannot bring with your own, let's say, prejudices, but you know, which we all have, and fortunately through music, because music, we are not talking about the actual language barriers that, you know, that you can pick up with my accent and this and that, but the music by itself, it will either touch your heart or it won't. And hopefully, by doing that, we can transcend all of those things and then begin to feel and support each other as human beings. And that's our ultimate goal. And we've been blessed by having Nestor, which although we knew of each other's existence, and this is actually the first time that we are going to have the opportunity to share on a stage musically, both through his music and my music and so on. So for me, it's really a great opportunity and all over the place, just as a performer, as a composer, and also as a friend, so that's even better.
So it looks that this concert for you, Nestor, and Mariano Morales, we are just talking live with Latin Grammy Award-winning flutist Nestor Torres on the phone and Dr. Mariano Morales on live on our control room. We're talking about this next concert coming. The Santa Fe Symphony presents Latin Jazz Concert, and this will be taking place Thursday, October the 18th at 7 p.m. in the St. Francis Auditorium. Then there is another one in the Outposts Performance Space. And there is this big, powerful message that through music is an embrace, an empathy that we want to share. And Nestor and Mariano, I want to ask you, there are two different concerts that you're going to play on. And you are already saying that there is like a different, you are preparing different surprises for our listeners or for the auditorium. What will be the heart of the core of the one that will take place with Santa Fe Symphony and the other one on the Outpost Performance Space?
Well, the Santa Fe Symphony concert, because it's more in a, what we will call it, a little bit more formal.
You're going to use a tie, a cravat. You're going to be very elegant, that's for sure.
Isn't a different idiom? But for instance, it's a program with some other Latin American composers who have become standards in the classical and orchestral repertoire. So I've been blessed to be part of that experience, and also to have Nestor and Maestro Figueroa collaboration with us to have the opportunity to compose the music and so on. It's a great blessing. You know, it's a great opportunity because you don't always have the opportunity to have the, I call it the feeling from a performer who actually, Nestor in this case, was mind reading. So everything that I put in writing, he's actually bringing it to life.
It's breathing through you.
One thing is to have the idea, and then is to have someone to bring that idea to life. So I'm really grateful to you, Nestor, and you know, for all the effort that you have been put to it.
Nestor, how is this issue of breathing through Mariano Morales' compositions? How is it to breathe through his work?
Well, it's a very uncanny thing because the technical components are very challenging, but yet Mariano, I could feel that he had done the research of my work because the way he wrote made it so that it feels very natural to me. The passages and the technical challenges and the lyrical as well is just so very much congruent with my sensibility, with my technique, with where I am as an instrumentalist right now. It feels very natural. But the fact that feels very natural by no means doesn't mean that it's easier. If anything, it's that much more challenging.
Mariano didn't do it easy to Fornisa.
No, but now that he likes to do that to all the soloists, he does that. Yeah, that's what he, oh, well, for you, para que practique. That's his motto.
It's making you rehearse and rehearse, Juan.
Yes, but that's what happens, you know, when you do the work at the very highest level of, the commitment to excellence. And I'm inspired by Mariano's extraordinarily high standards as well, because the more you, it's just common sense, the more you work, then the more you're able to internalize the work and make it yours, you know, and there's no two ways about it. You have got to practice and do the work. And it is, at this point for us, it's really not even just the technical component, but what is it really conveying? And, you know, Mariano has written this concerto so that there's certain passages in which they're the same notes and you don't have to change the passage, but many options as to how you interpret it, how to phrase it, how to articulate it, and they will all work. But they're all distinctive, they're different. So in a sense, you're always constantly working and exploring and trying to figure out. And in that process, then, I'm beginning to internalize the composition. It's just truly a marvelous journey and experience to be able to be working on this fantastic concerto.
Thank you so much, Nestor Torres and Mariano Morales. Do you want to add something this conversation?
Let's put it simply that we are wearing two different hats. With the symphony, I would say it's more profound because it's a little bit more abstract type of work because it's in a different venue and also for a different audience. And once we get into the Latin jazz, it would be like the change from being introverted and with the Latin jazz venues is extroverted. It's the same people, but two different flavors to it. So just so people understand.
Perfect. So we want to remind our listeners that we are talking at this moment live with Dr. Mariano Morales, and also we're talking about his Picante group of musicians. And we're all on the phone, Latin Grammy Award winning Nestor Torres. They'll be performing on Thursday, October the 18th at 7 p.m. at the St. Francis Auditorium in Santa Fe, this Latin jazz concert with one flavor. If you want all flavors, you must need to go to both concerts. And the other one will be on Friday, October the 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Outpost Performance Space, 210 Yale Boulevard Southeast in Albuquerque. Do we want to add something else to this interview?
Yeah, just very briefly, I want to thank you for the opportunity to reach out to your listeners, and of course, thank you to Mariano. But that, I just want to point out that, of course, you know, it's only natural that performers, when they have events or different things, you know, that we come and share this, spread the word. And there are events and there are concerts, but then there are events and then there are concerts. And we are creating history on different levels. There would be three Puerto Rican artists, you know, conductor, composer, and soloist with the Santa Fe Symphony. And then you have Mariano Morales, which is doing, as he mentioned, wearing both hats, a composer, the academic, a composer within the Western European setting. And then later on the week, you have the performer, you have the musician, you have the instrumentalist. You know, and so they're completely different experiences. And I think that it behooves the audience to give themselves the opportunity to bear witness to a historic encounter such as this.
Absolutely. It's a unique opportunity.
It's very rare. Very rare to be able to experience this. So we hope to see you there. I look very much forward to meeting you all personally. And once again, thank you very much. Un abrazo, Mariano. Thank you,
Ruth. A ti.
And you all have a wonderful afternoon.
Gracias. Ruth, ¿quieres agregar algo?
Sí, quería decir que son tres conciertos diferentes, no dos. El primero es con la Orquesta Sinfónica, donde Mariano es el compositor, Inesto es el solista y Guillermo es el director. Ese es en el Lenzic Theater.
Oh, ese no lo tenía.
Ese es en el Lenzic Theater.
¿Y qué día es?
Domingo, octubre 14. Sunday, October the 14th.
Ah, that's me faltaba esa información.
Yeah, that's when the symphony is performing Mariano's piece and Nestor is the guest soloist. And then there's two Latin jazz concerts. One is in Santa Fe, Thursday the 18th at the St. Francis Auditorium in the Art Museum in Santa Fe. And then the other one is on Friday the 19th at the Outpost in Albuquerque. So we just want to make sure that everybody knows there's one concert, which is the classical concert in concert, yes, with the Santa Fe Symphony at the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe, Sunday, October the 14th at 4 o'clock p.m. And then there's two Latin jazz concerts, one in Santa Fe at the St. Francis Auditorium on Thursday the 18th, and then one in Albuquerque Friday the 19th.
Thank you so much to you all, and we look forward for listeners to explore this possibility.
Thanks to you. Muchísimas gracias por la oportunidad.
No, gracias a ustedes. Y queremos decir también que es una única oportunidad de un concierto con tantos talentos puertorriqueños, todos a la vez.
Eso.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ustedes. Bueno.